You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we are back with the Beach and Company, and I think Bernadette is trying to get me in trouble with my family. I'll tell you why. This past year, we lost a member of my family, my beloved sister, Beverly. And Beverly was pretty straight-laced and, pretty straightforward, except one thing would make her laugh, and that is she inherited, it's the second generation, a cement donkey. All Italian have this, a cement donkey pulling a wagon, and she'd put flowers in there. So I talked about how my sister had great luck growing flowers out of her ass. And she loved that. And I did a lot of variations of that. She is passed now of COPD. Her husband now has custody of her ass. And I don't know. I want that ass. I really do. Now, Buzzy and Tony, you think it's okay if I sue her ass or not?
Oh, I would definitely sue her ass over this.
Yeah, it's because it's worth. Buzzy, do you agree that suing her ass was okay here?
I think it's the only logical choice to make. You got to sue her ass.
I will, and I will see that. I don't know how I'm going to get home. It's very big. She has a very large ass. And it was she could plant like three or four of those little buckets of flowers in it.
Right.
Now most wouldn't be able to hold that much. She is a three bucket of flowers ass, which is a lot. But I can't fly it home. It weighs too much. I couldn't ever try and put your ass in an overhead?
No, I haven't tried.
Almost impossible. and then they start slamming that door. Your ass is liable to just crumble. You can't have that. So I'm thinking it's got to come by a motor coach. I could put it. I have a very large Lincoln Aviator, the Navigator. I'm sorry, wrong model. I have a Navigator, which has. I think you could put a couple of asses in that.
I would think so. Sure.
Maybe I'll do that. Cover it with a blanket. Make sure it doesn't get chipped or anything. And then plant some flowers in memory of my sister in her ass. I think it would be the right thing to do. And so I'm going to follow that. You've posted the picture. If you want to see what that ass looks like, go to our page. Now, you're liable to see Neverett. That's a different ass. If you want to stay with the ass I've been talking about, it's in there. You'll see it. It's a very nice photo. It's brown and white. And check it out, okay? Because I don't want to cause problems. I never thought I'd sue a family member over the ass. But I think I want it. He may not want to give it to me. We're on great relationship. I like him. He likes me. never had a problem, but now it's who gets custody of the ass?
It's sad when families fight over an ass. It really is.
You fight over an ass, what's next? You know, what's next? So you've got to, I have a power of attorney for the ass as to where it's going to go. And I think it goes from Lunenburg to Pendleton. I think that's the way.
I think you need to haul ass.
I'm going to haul ass right out of there. I'm just telling you. I'll put it right on the back of the truck and haul ass out. Now, Mr. Beamer, what do you have for Facebook for us?
I just saw something that really just rubbed me the wrong way.
What, my sister's ass? How could my sister's ass rub you the wrong way?
No.
You are a bad guy. You are an awful guy.
Someone posted this on Twitter, and yeah. We are talking about baseball as one of the topics. Someone posted, to start the whole thing off, isn't it a little nuts we're forcing sports to happen right now? I mean, I disagree with that statement. One of the comments on that tweet is, I feel the exact way. I love sports. It's in my blood, but this is not the time. And my feeling is we don't deserve distractions until we fix the problem. Ugh, that just rubbed me the wrong way. We don't deserve distractions until we fix the problem.
Well, there oftentimes when you read those boards, there are some things that'll rub you the wrong way, and that happens to be one of them. Let's see. I got time for a couple more Facebooks before the break.
All right, talking about Biden and will he debate or not, would you vote for him? And Paula says he has to debate. Remember, they talked about this in 2016. What if Trump didn't show up to a debate? And also, what if he didn't accept the results? I wouldn't vote for Biden even if he does debate. However, I can't imagine going through this election with everything that's been said against Donald Trump that Joe Biden wouldn't stand on stage and debate to go to the White House.
Well, first of all, the thought that the president would not accept the results of the election is preposterous, unless he had in his hand definitive proof of fraud. If he had definitive proof, not secondhand, not thirdhand, not some agent from Tasmania, unless he had definitive proof that there was a fraudulent election, I cannot see him refusing to leave. That's ridiculous. You think that's a possibility at all?
He needs to take cues from Hillary Clinton and show everybody how to lose gracefully.
That's right. He needs to get a couple of bottles of wine and run around in the woods.
Yeah, and go around for the next 4 years blaming how you were robbed and how it was, you know, this or that that cost you the election. Not because that you're a lying
weasel.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Buzzy, another one, please.
Yeah, stick it on with that. Top fan Chris says he wouldn't get my vote anyway, but he should debate 3 times, just like we've always done. It's funny how it's the side that says Trump wants to change this, Trump wants to change that, that every chance they have, they want to alter course to make it easier for their party to gain power.
Said very well. Let's take the break on News Radio 930 WBEN. We got a text, which is, by the way, 716-803-0930. A text says, you're really lucky your sister had a cement ass. My mother had a wooden ass, and it kept rotting away, and finally we had to throw it away. There's nothing worse than ass rot. And I think so, because the once proud ass that would sprout up flowers like you couldn't believe. It's like you're in a garden. It's like a garden of ass flowers. It's just simply beautiful. But then when the wood shows up, and maybe the woodpecker, that's the last thing you want is a woodpecker pecking on your mother's ass. I just can't even picture it. I am so upset to think that there are men out there whose wives or mothers have a wooden ass, and my sister had, and still is still at her house, the cement ass. I don't think I deserve to get it, but I may sue her ass just to dry.
You have cement privilege.
All right, Buzzy, what do you got for Facebook for us?
We will go with our top fan, Tony, who says, no, I wouldn't vote for Joe Biden, not just because he didn't debate, because I believe he is a weekend candidate. and him weaseling out of debates shows the radical left or the Democrats that have put him up to run know he cannot go hand in hand, not only with Donald Trump, but with anyone asking him more than softball questions.
I got you right. Yeah, it's exactly right. Let's go to line three. This would be John in Silver Creek. John, you're on WBEN.
Annyeonghaseyo, Adashi. I know Korean. I want to make you know that I was in Korea for a couple of years, and I know why their baseball works over there. They have cheerleaders, and they eat kimchi.
Now, oh, really? Okay, totally different scene. Okay.
Working at home, I work at home all the time. I only go to work when the boss says he wants to go somewhere, and then you got to go when they tell you to go. But the Biden thing, you got that right. He is you said enough about it, and you know.
Yeah, he kind of hides behind whatever, and he's staying as much as he can in his own basement. And when he has what's allegedly called a press conference, there's no questions allowed to be asked. He just comes and tells you what he wants to tell you, and that's it.
I mean, it's terrible. And I just want to say thanks, Sandy. It's been great listening to you. I've called up several times, and you're a great person, great personality. You understand the history that's behind radio. A lot of people just seem to not really care about it anymore.
Well, thank you. I'm very flattered and appreciative of your thoughts. Thank you very much.
And
okay,
if you ever get to Randolph, I know I go there also. You got to try Vern's place down in there. That's another good place. They're relatives of mine, and they're good cooks.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a shot because I do get to Randolph, and I'll be to Randolph more now once I'm off the air, which is Thursday. Hey, thank you. Thank you, John. Very good. Let's go to Kathy in South Buffalo on line five. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning to my favorite radio person.
Oh, you're sweet, Kathy. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you. I wanted to say a couple points. First, I'm so proud of Kim Pegula for saying she will not take a knee. I am so proud of her.
Me too.
And I hope her husband, well, I'm sure he will, because it wouldn't be good if he didn't take a knee.
No, it wouldn't be. No, she does hold a lot of the cards, I'm thinking, yep.
He's got the strings. And will you be making any guest appearances back on this station?
No.
No?
I can tell you that, no. No, I think when you cut it, you just cut it. I'll be teaming up with some people going to lunch or maybe dinner sometimes, but not on the air. No, once I'm done, I'm done.
And another point is a vote for Biden is a vote to put Pelosi and Schumer in charge of this country.
Oh, God.
He would get in, I would say, what, a month? That's a long time. They would declare that he was ill or declare him incompetent and unable to perform his duties, and they would take over. And I believe, if I'm wrong, I don't know, but Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, would get her foot in the door in the presidency.
Well, she's in line right after the vice president. That's pretty sad. That thought really scares me. Because did you hear her pet name, Mr. Cosmore Problems or something? She's got some dumb kid's nickname that she's attached to Mr. Trump. That doesn't seem appropriate at all. He's the president of the United States, for crying out loud.
And my last and parting conversation with you is, if Bernie decides that she can't deal with you, have her call me.
I will. I'll tell her. Thank you very much. And thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bernie is sitting right across. The last caller said that if you can't deal with me, she call her and she'll give you some helpful hints. Okay? Good. Hey, guys, erase her phone number.
Yeah.
Do not make it available. Let's see. We've got time for another one. Let's go to Lancaster. Line two would be Carol. Carol, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, I'm sad to see you go, but I'm glad you're retiring in a way because I've been retired for over 15 years.
Oh, good for you. How have you been enjoying it?
It was kind of abrupt because it was a car accident, which was a good thing. But The other thing I have to say about retirement is I wake up every morning and thank God I'm alive, first of all, and remember what day of the week it is.
Well, that's true. Even in this short period of time when we were working from home, the days kind of blend in. You forget. Is it Wednesday? Is it Thursday? I'm really not sure.
Yeah, and about your sister's ass, you're really not suing her ass. You're suing your brother-in-law. So, well, you know, politically correct, Sandy.
Well, that's true. That's true. And I found out the saying of the Speaker of the House for the President, Mr. Make Matters Worse. Doesn't that sound like what you'd say to a kid in second grade? Now, Johnny, you don't want to be Mr. Make Matters Worse. That's goofy. I think she's losing it.
Consider the source, Sandy. Have a wonderful vacation, and you and Bernadette have a great life together.
We will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Very nice. People have been very generous in their thoughts. Let's see. Mr. Buzzy Beamer, what do you got?
Well, Sandy, you want to hear that clip real quick so
yeah,
everyone knows
sure.
what you're talking about? Here is here's Nancy's new name for the president.
I have a new name for him, Mr. Make Matters Worse.
Oh, man.
So bad.
What is she, in second grade? Mr. Make Man. That's my nickname. She's a very powerful woman. She's the Speaker of the House in the greatest nation on the earth. She's third in line for the presidency. Well, let's see. You got a vice president. No, she's, okay. Which
yeah, she's third in
second.
Line.
And third, yeah. I always wonder where they start the count.
And she's also
she's
a
right
drunk.
After the vice president. After the vice president, well, maybe she and Hillary had a picnic after Hillary lost.
A liquid one.
Out in the woods, like a teddy bear picnic.
So they came up with a nickname.
Mr. Make Matters Worse. Can you? No, that's harsh. Isn't that harsh? God help me.
He's going to drop out of the All race right. now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he's scathed.
Yes.
He probably has counselors coming in to get him over that one. What else you got, Buzz?
Yeah, Mike, who's a top fan, says, I couldn't vote for someone who's been in office for 48 years, leeching off the taxpayers. Now he wants us to believe he has the answers to fix America. He created the mess that Donald Trump is trying to get us out of. Why would we put him back in power?
Well, that's a good point. I think, Your Honor, I rest my case, because that's very well said. All this time, it's amazing, all this time they know the answers to all the problems, but they don't do anything. And then suddenly somebody else comes up with the same answer, but it could have been done earlier had they spoken up, but no, they were waiting for the right time. They don't care if people die in the interim. That's just the way it is. Let's go to the break, and then we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. I thought I'd play a little interlude here on the piano just to show you I'm a multi-talented personality. Turn it up a little bit, Tony. That sounds very nice. Very relaxing. Oh yeah. Oh, I love Bette Midler. I'm playing a Bette Midler song on my third to the last day show. Isn't this romantic? Wing Beneath My Wings.
There's a reason I picked it.
Why did you pick that?
Because you are my hero.
Oh, thank you, cutie.
Give us a pinch.
Not going to buy you that ice cream cone that you've been wanting.
Come on, with sprinkles.
No, for Sullivan, so they said just bring them. We'll just give them the sprinkles.
Yeah.
Okay, line four would be Bill in Eden. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Yeah, that Nancy Pelosi is as unhinged as one of those basement cellar doors in an F5 tornado.
That's right. She's strange. I mean, what grown-up uses expressions like that?
You know, just for your Seinfeld reference, I know Joe likes the Seinfeld. You know, if the Seinfeld characters were actually alive, George Costanza could have called up the Capitol and said, you know, Nancy, the jerk store called and said they were running out of you. Remember that?
That was a good episode. What's on your mind there?
Well, I was looking up those pictures on your Facebook page, your newer one, and I got to it from the link from the existing page, but it's really kind of hard to find your new page just by looking it up straight out. So I guess if you can get it from the original public page that you got for WBEN and make a link to it, that might be the way to do it. Hopefully, maybe you can get, like I said, on Parler and maybe put the link in there at some point.
Yeah, I think Buzzy said he was going to, if he hasn't done it already, post a link from the original one to the new one. Buzzy, have you done that yet? Do you know?
I have put a link on the one that everyone goes to now, and it popped up as a link to the page. You can actually like it right from the old page because a image has popped up.
Okay.
Okay.
And I will actually pin it to the top of the page so people don't have to scroll. I'll do that right now, so it's the first thing you see when you go to the page.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you, guys. I don't know how to do any of this. They may have been speaking Russian. They may have said that the dossier is ready, for all I know. But thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
Your actual page, Sandy, it's like a 15-number thing. So if I just say it once here, that way it'll be on the audio archive, and anyone that's listening, if they wanted to go directly to it, it was just facebook.com/sandy-beach-119087-376-559-526. So if anyone wants to look that up, they could play later. But anyway,
man, they'll give you something to do all day.
When I tried to look it up, I found they were like a lot of other sandy beaches. It's kind of like trying to find Joe Smith in the National Phone Book. But some of them had some really interesting things, and I thought it was appropriate for, as we're coming up towards the end of the show here. Here's one. This one person, Sandy Beach, posted, "It's a scientific fact. You should never tell a girl she's crazy unless you want to see crazy." So that's a little bit of advice for that.
Wow, that ain't me. Yeah, I've looked up Sandy Beach occasionally, and you're right. Locally, there's a Sandy Beach Yacht Club in Grand Island. Yeah. Sandy Beach is the name that I've used since 1965. So nobody else in radio that I know of has been using that name since then.
And I got the answers to your questions. I'll just give you this last one from this other Sandy Beach, which I thought was nice, where it says, God didn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, sun without rain, but he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the pain, and light for the way.
So very nice.
Keep in mind. Okay, now regarding your thing here, Joe Biden, I think it seems like they're trying to push him on us, so he has to debate because he's like an angry, senile old man. And I think hopefully this election should go the way that the Nixon-McGovern election went, if you remember that one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then baseball. It's our national pastime, so let them play. If there's any team members that have, you know, the disease, isolate them and maybe bring in some other alternates and let them play.
All right. Well, you want the game to go on. Hey, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the compliments, too. It is Beach & Company. Mr. Beamer, why don't we do a couple with you before I go back to the phones?
Yeah, and just to reiterate, I just pinned it. So the first thing you'll see after you see a place to comment and the top photos on Sandy's current page is a link to the page, and it's a picture of Sandy, and the cover photo is the beach. So pretty easy, and you can just like it right from the page. You don't have to even go to another link.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, talking about baseball, because that's where Bill ended, we will start with baseball on the Facebook page. Kathy says, all sports should be canceled. If the best player is out because of a positive test, that team is disadvantaged. There is too much going on. Just let it go for this year. Home team advantage means nothing. I love football, but the reality is too clear.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, we'll need a couple more, please.
All right, of course. We'll go with Sean. Sean says, play until they can't have to attempt to go on. I'm sorry. Play ball. We have to attempt to get as much of our lives as possible as we fight this virus. If we just stay locked up with no distractions, hey, that's what I mentioned, we will go crazy and there will be worse things going on than just COVID. I don't want to sit around and have to wait till 2022 to just have a taste of normal.
I hear you. Let's go to line one now. That would be Dean on a cell phone. Dean, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Sandy. I listen to you every single day for the last couple of years, and I really think you guys are very enjoyable to listen to. And the
one now, that would be Dean on a cell phone. Dean? Okay, go ahead. Keep talking. Turn your radio down. Don't listen to your radio. Listen to the phone. Hello there. Dean on a cell phone.
Gone.
Okay. Let's go to line three then. That would be Paula. Hey, Paula. Paula, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Mr. Beach. I've loved you all the years I've listened to you. It's been great.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I have to congratulate you on your wedding, your retirement, and your new kitty cat.
Yeah, a lot of stuff all at once. The cat will be a few weeks away, but we posted the latest picture of her online. She's a doll. She'll join our other two cats. Married? Yeah, I think it's going to turn out really well, and I'm very excited about it.
Very good. And I just wanted to ask you if you know what the three rings of marriage are.
No, why don't you tell me?
The first one is the engagement ring, the second one is the wedding ring, and the third one is the suffering.
Very good. And the fourth one is the bill. Very good. That's very good. Thank you very much. And thank you for the call. All right, let's take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, somebody's in a little bit of hot water. When they go home, they've got a lot of splaining to do, as they used to say on the Lucy and Desi show. Lots of splaining. Tony, tell me what you're looking at.
I'm watching footage from the Niagara Reporter and before the Niagara Gazette. They were live from the LaSalle Yacht Club in Niagara Falls, where a car drove onto multiple boats.
A car on top of the boats?
Yeah, it was docked in the water, and the car looks like it went off the side, and it landed on two boats that were docked.
Oh, man. Wow. Are they small little pleasure boat type things?
I'm thinking maybe 16-footers.
Jeez.
Tough to tell from this video.
Imagine explaining that to your spouse, that you, on the way home, you just gave it a little too much gas, not enough brake, and your car drove over whatever protection there was for those boats and landed on two of them. You know, this would be on one of those commercials for the insurance company.
I was just going to say, Farmers, we've seen it all.
Because we've seen a lot because we know a lot. Oh, my God. Yeah, it'll be on a Farmers commercial.
It's funny because that's the first thing that went to my mind was that commercial.
So. I don't know if they ever had a car land on two boats. I mean, that's...
That's a first for me to see.
You know what I'm thinking? It's a good thing there weren't anybody on the boats.
I hope there was nobody on.
I hope there was nobody on the
boat.
Well, said
no injuries, so the driver and the passenger were not injured.
All right, well, that's good. And I hope nobody on the boats. The rest of it is, it costs money. That's all right. You can rebuild or get a new boat or collect insurance, but as long as nobody was injured or killed, you could be killed like that.
Right.
Imagine you're out on the bow having a cool drink, listening to the show. And all of a sudden, a car lands on top of you. Not good.
She got confused and was one of those deals where it went to hit the brake, but hit the accelerator instead.
That happens. That happens. Let's go back to the phones. Line two, Mike the Situation from New Jersey. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, how are you, man?
I'm okay, Mike. What's on your mind?
Nothing, pal. You're talking to a displaced Buffalonian that's been in New Jersey. I'm a war bride and met the old lady 50 years ago. And I've been stuck here ever since. But you're a pleasure to listen to. And I just wish you good luck with your retirement. And that's about it, pal. I'm going to miss you.
Well, I very much appreciate your sentiments. Thank you very much. You sound like a great guy. Thank you. Okay. Thanks for the call, too. All right. Let's go to who's the next one? Bobby in Tonawanda on line one. Bobby, you're on WBEN.
Oh, Sandy, I don't know how I'm going to make it without you.
Oh, I'm sure the sun will come up tomorrow, but thank you.
Listen, I wanted to say three things. Congratulations on your marriage. I hope you have a wonderful life.
I think we do. We will. Thank you.
Congratulations on retirement. I think you're going to enjoy that a lot.
I think I definitely will enjoy that, yes.
And your little kitty cat. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that.
Little Anya. We'll keep pictures posted so you can see Anya grow up.
And the other thing, Sandy, I read in the paper, I don't know if it's correct or not, did you have a birthday or are you having a birthday?
I had a birthday on April 9th.
Oh, they had July.
No, that's not true. I was born on April 9th. I was only born once, and that was the date.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate all of the thoughts. Thanks for the call, too. All right. Beamer. Yeah. What else you got?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned your birthday, Sandy, because Did you know parents are throwing their kids halfway to their birthday parties?
What do you mean?
A six-month birthday.
Yeah.
Instead of a whole year, you're doing a birthday party at 6 months. Yeah.
Get out. What are you, half out of the womb in 6 months?
I'm glad you had that reaction, because this is what we call a tease. I'll be talking about that at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, you will? Well, I'll have to be listening, Buzzy. baby born halfway out of the womb. I hope they didn't have a cake with candles.
Well, in a lot of these parties, dangerous. A lot of these parties are at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, God. Whoa. Well, why don't you just bring weapons if it's a Chuck E. Cheese?
So, something I discovered last night I thought I'd talk and get other people's opinions on. So I'm
You cut the cake with a sword at Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm looking forward to that this afternoon.
So you're in for Mr. Thomas Bowerly this afternoon all week because he's on vacation.
Yes, Tom's enjoying the weather, and I'm enjoying the studio.
How do you know where the weather is where Tom is?
Well, I'm assuming with everything COVID-19 that he's taken a staycation, but I don't know that. I'm not sure.
That's true, but we don't know, do we?
No, we don't. I was just assuming. And you know what happens when you assume.
I absolutely do, because my sister could plant flowers in it. So thank you very much. Why don't you give me, let's see, we got a time for a couple, anyway, of Facebook.
All right, sticking to the baseball. That has gotten very popular on Facebook in the last hour. Tommy says, no relaxing the testing, because if you keep testing, it can be a false positive. Sick of this control. We have flattened the curve. We still can't have anything. If baseball players, football players, basketball players, and hockey players want to play, give them the opportunity to play. As long as everything is being controlled with testing and with cases, why can't we have a little bit of entertainment?
I think as long as players are not coerced or forced to do it if they're uncomfortable with it. I think most people would like to, if you're a professional, you would like to play. I'm sure there are some deadbeats in every sport that try and work the edges, you know what I mean? Get paid by not working. But I think most pros would like to be working. So you make the situation as sterile as possible. You keep testing them. You have a strict, rigid containment in hotels and food and all that sort of thing. That's all you can do. There's no such thing as an absolute guarantee that you're not going to get it, okay? So you do the best you can, your conscientious effort, and that's all you can do. Another buzzy, please.
Yeah, sticking with baseball, we will go with Scott. And Scott says, the MLB has tried their best, and so far only one team has contracted the virus, and now one of those players already testing negative. I think we all should have a little fun in watching these games. With hockey back this weekend, I'm looking forward to be entertained and not have to talk about COVID-19 24/7, 365.
Believe me, me too. I think the timing of my retirement coincides with the fact that we're in the middle of a political contest that last time in 16 almost drove Tony and I to the bridge, but we got through it all right. And it's another one. We still got a little while left with that, and plus the COVID-19. It really wears on you, no question about it. Even if you don't allow it to, it's insidious. It's like a parasite. So my vacation time can't come soon enough. Another one, brother Beamer.
All right, we will go this time with Nick. And Nick says, I love baseball. I love football. It's fun to watch the baseball over the weekend. I think the fans not being there for football will take something away. But if these athletes want to put themselves in that situation for their and our entertainment, let's have some fun. Stop living in fear 24/7.
Yeah, we got to do that. It's because this virus is not only serious, but it is psychological as well. There's always the question, is it time now to go back to work? Should I do this? Do I have to wear the mask? The easiest thing, I think, is to wear the mask.
That's
even
sure.
If it's not 100% foolproof, it's not hard to do. Although, I don't know, with you two guys, do you have a little problem feeling confined after you've worn the mask for maybe an hour or so?
I've never worn it for a whole hour. What I have a problem with is my glasses always fog up.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, you know, my glasses constantly fog up.
Here's what I do. I just, right near the nose, near the top of the nose, I just lift the mask out a little bit, little
yeah.
air in there.
Yep.
And then I put it back, and that gives you a little breather.
I did that this morning when I had to get gas while I was waiting for the attendant to come to the counter, and I was starting to fog up. So just pull it away just enough so that my glasses would clear up.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody with the mask on at all. So people are courteous that way. They don't start a conversation that you feel you have to answer. So that's great. Wear the mask. Do what they say. Keep your fingers crossed. Let's hope for the best. Do everything you can, and that's all you can do.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. You don't know where those hands have been.
Yes, please. Even after we're done with COVID-19, please keep washing your hands. Yes.
Wash your hands after this show, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to disinfect my hands right after the show.
Oh, yeah? I boil my hands after the show.
Oh, yeah? I peel the skin off my hands.
Oh, yeah? I put my hands in a microwave oven. No, I don't. And I don't want anybody else to do it either. We don't need a lawsuit on the next to the last day of the show. Okay. Well, actually, we've got 2 days left. We can do that tomorrow. That about wraps it up. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?